Hey, folks, I know you're wondering, what the hell? Where is the episode? What is this best of bullcrap you got going on? It's the new year. You guys said you were coming back, and we were, but then Hunter got sick. It's actually a really awful story. He got syphilis from making out with his dog, and you didn't know you could get it from the mouth, but he just found that out. He found out you can get syphilis from making out with your dog, which is crazy because, you know, normally you got to have some penetration, which Hunter does not do. Okay, let's be very clear about that. He does not penetrate. He just likes to give his dog a little smooch every now and then. So that being said, I should also explain we couldn't record a new episode because I am in Columbus, Ohio. And I know you're thinking, you're doing more shows? I am, but I'm also here to find a cure for his mouth-borne syphilis. So we will be back next week with a real episode. And until then, I want you to enjoy this little best of. And we love you. Well, I love you. Well, I say I love you. I think, you know what? Just enjoy this episode.
Bingo.
My name is Stretch.
This is the last time you mess with Stretch.
And Fade.
And you're like, Grandpa, Grandpa.
And they're like, can we ride the ATVs again? And you're like, yeah, I paved the whole three-mile course
right up there just for you. I mean, just for you.
Yeah.
It's for you going out there, Kyle.
Hey, Ben, I get down because I like my granddaughter more. Hey, Becky, give her like a Tootsie Pop. Don't tell your brother I gave you this. And the dad comes up, and then I have a son, talk with my son. He's like, hey, man, I just need to talk to you. We walk around the front. I have a beautifully landscaped yard in the front. Nice little pathway. We walk up, kind of like a weird aspen kind of cabin slash modern design. Yeah. Very, very tasteful. Mm-hmm. We walk up, and we sit down on my rocking chair. I'm like, what's going on? He's just like, me and Becky are getting a divorce. And I'm like, oh, my God, to have the kids known. You know, I get into a very serious conversation with my son. And as we're sitting there, and I, you know, my wife comes out because I'm happily married, and I'm just like, listen, you can trip and you can falter, but guess what? It takes a man to stand on 2 feet. And my son starts tearing up, whatever. And I give him a beer. I don't usually drink beers. And he's like, really? And I'm like, go ahead. And we clink it, and we kind of just sit on my yard, and we look at the fucking gorgeous view.
Yep.
And I'm like, and also don't forget that one day, man, and I grab his shoulder, and I'm like, this will be yours.
Yep. And all,
so that's what I experienced when I'm on Zillow. What if in an episode of Breaking Bad, we find out that Walt Jr. or Flynn,
yeah,
he has a pregnancy scare with one of the girls in his school?
Oh, dude. Just a total tangent?
Yeah. So it's like Walter, who's this giant drug lord, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, his, you know, knock, knock, knock. He's like hiding money. Walter is hiding money in the vent, right? He's like, hold on, Dad. You know, hold on, Flynn. Dad, I gotta talk to you. And he's like sitting there, and you hear his crutches shaking outside. And he's like, hey, come on in, son. He's kind of like sweating. Come on in. And he's like, Dad, I'm in a bit of a pickle.
I noticed some girl.
this female let me do things, and she doesn't.
Let me talk to her.
Oh, dude, there's just Walt following some 16-year-old around.
Listen, you're gonna go to this clinic. Are you talking about Sarah Jacobs or whatever?
And he's like, yeah, you know her.
She's in my third period class.
He like has her stay afterwards.
Sarah, can I have a moment?
She's like, yeah, what's up?
I heard you've been messing around with my son.
She's like, yeah, I love him. We've been dating for a while, right? Whatever.
And he's like,
he just basically starts threatening her and shit.
Damn,
and
dude.
Like, and also, I had this other bit, this other thought. What if Walter didn't even know his son's, like, he'd get mad that people were messing with his son, but he doesn't know what his son has?
Yeah, like,
so he'd be sitting there. So he'd be sitting there, and he's just like, you had sex with a kid with polio. She's like, I don't think that's what he has.
He's like, whatever he might have.
Insensitive as hell. Yeah, the kid's got a yellow fever.
The kid's got turf toe.
I don't think it's turf toe. I don't think he'd be having to have both crutches if it was turf toe.
I forget. Did they even ever state what Walt Jr. had? I can't remember.
No. Or, I mean, they probably did. They probably did.
Sorry, I'm just laughing at Walt going into fucking Heisenberg mode. He's like, Sarah, you're going to take this. Just slides Plan V across her desk.
Yeah, exactly. I want you to go to this address, and you're going to talk to a man named Diego Sherman.
She's like, what are you talking about?
No questions now. Do you know who I am?
And she's like, yeah, I mean, you're Walter White. You're my chemistry teacher. He's like, oh, yeah, he has to snap back. He's like, oh, shit.
She does know who I am. Oh, fuck. Hold on a second. Okay, sweetheart, just... Is your family wealthy?
Damn, just puts on the hat. I'm Heisenberg.
Puts on the fucking hat and like just like glides away. You don't see his lower half. He just like slides off camera.
Oh, dude,
can I play the voice memo on my phone?
Absolutely, you can.
This is, I don't know if I haven't played this on a podcast.
You have not disclosed this. And this is
my father here. This is him. This is the context he's given is he went down to a place in Missouri. It's like a river where people hang out and stuff, and it's him at a campground.
This is the one I've heard.
Yes. Is the context of this.
I got to tell you all this because it'll never happen to me again. So this chick, she's like, what are you thinking about my titties? It's like, I don't know. I said, she goes, what do you mean? I could tell she didn't have a bra on underneath. Fuck, she's probably about 28 or 29. So it's like, she goes, do you want to see him? I was like, well, hell yes, I want to see him. She's like, well, here they are. Throwed her top up. And I was like, holy shit. That's what I said. I go, holy shit. She goes, what, you want to touch him? She didn't have good grammar. She goes, what, you want to touch him? You know what I told her? Hell, I said, yeah. Hell no, I don't want to touch him. I said, I want to fucking lick him and fucking kiss him. She goes, hey, and her girlfriend, she dropped her fucking bloomers, and Billy's standing right there. She goes, you just won't get to getting. Shit, I did. I tore that son of a bitch up like a cobbler salad. Fuck. Hell yeah, I'll lick that son of a bitch one or the other. And I tried to put my hand down the smaller bag. She's like, don't be getting out of my underbreeches. I was like, that's cool, girl. I said, I appreciate them titties, though. She goes, you old man, go ahead and have a good rest your evening. Me and Billy walked through that fucking campground, had her check this out. Billy goes, you know these fucking young Thundercats? He goes, they don't know shit. He goes, we own this campground.
Oh my God, bro.
I have dreamt at night that one day somehow, some mysterious way, I'd find out my father has a podcast. and I get to just hear all the things that are happening out of state that I don't get to see or be around anymore. He is fucking crazier than hell.
Dude. Oh my God, man.
Yeah. I am in town because I had a meeting with I won't say.
Yeah, just don't say who it is, but can we talk about what happened?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, this is the funniest shit I've heard.
If you ever go into these meetings with executives.
Define these meetings for the people.
It's like a kind of feelers. You come in and it's just kind of like gauging how, just like a relationship starts. It happens a lot. Like these are a lot of meetings of people just kind of say hello, whatever. People asking if like, mostly do you want to like pitch something, mm-hmm. whatever. A lot of the time, these are very formal executive meetings. It's very just kind of like, you know, did you find the place okay, blah, blah, blah. So I wanted to go in, and I like to break the ice immediately. Usually, I start off with a joke that usually propels the person kind of just like, okay, well, all right, let's chat.
Yeah.
You know? But then it's like there's just no tension. It's all chill. We don't have to do the whole thing. Everyone's meek and quiet. They don't know what they can say. So I start off, I go in and shake the guy's head, and there's like other people in the room. It's an executive, you know. And I was like, I said, this is a true story. Look at the guy, I shake his hand. I said, you know, thanks you so much for letting me come in. Just wanted to apologize because I just want to apologize. I know that I'm morbidly obese. And the guy, was like, that's okay. That's fine. That's totally fine. That's okay. And he kind of like looked, he like was sitting there and he kind of like looked back to his other people and they're like, oh, no, that's fine. That, I mean, I don't see a problem with that. And I was like, that was just a joke. You know, like, I'm just joking. And I'm not even joking. He sat there and I was like, that was just a joke. You know, just, it's okay. And he sat there and he's like, oh, so are you obese or I don't understand? And I was like, yep. Yep, still am. Fit, I'm like, here. Don't we have to address the elephant in the room?
It's just like,
it's the weirdest way of trying to skirt around like the political correctness of someone just being like, I need you to acknowledge how fat I am.
Yeah.
In a very polite way.
Yeah.
And we go through it was a first off, you know, not the best joke to start with, right?
No, there's I disagree. Hey,
that's like a little game of hot potato that you're just not going to win.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I, it was just the vibe was off the entire time.
Yeah.
And then like we were leaving and the guy's like, well, let me just take you out, walk you out. And usually at these places, always there's like water, little knickknacks you can take and snacks. And he says, feel free to grab a water, hand sanitizer if you want to grab a snack. And he does. Looks at me and I'm like, what? And he's like, pulls me to the side by their little break room. And he was just like, I am so sorry that I offered you a snack. And I'm like, it's fine. I like it's okay. And he's like, no, I just want to say that I'm honestly. And by that point, I was like, it was very like immediate of me being like,
yeah,
fuck you.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I was like, because he kept saying, no, I just want to say like, that's totally uncalled for. And I was like, well, we'll see. I left it like that. I was expecting an email. I never got an email or anything, but I was like, I was hoping that guy was just like pacing back and forth in his office.
Yeah.
Fuck. You know, like walking,
freaking out. Yeah. Like,
hold my calls kind of thing. But
no, because you know what he said after you left.
Yeah.
Oh, this fat fucker started pressing me in the break room.
Yeah. When I was a big fucking fatty Magoo trying to like act like we can't acknowledge that he's fat in the room. Like, yeah, we know. We can see. We have eyes.
Yeah, bitching about it.
Yeah.
Don't make me acknowledge that you're fat.
Yeah, Steven, calm down.
No.
I'm not going to calm down.
Hey, you bring that fucking donut in here.
Yeah, exactly.
And you want me to deal with
it? Get all the healthy stuff off the floor. We're doing nothing but just junk food from now on. So that was probably the worst. That was probably the worst meeting I've ever had.
You'd say.
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah. The rest of it, usually all of them are pretty lackluster. It's fine. That one was definitely a memorable
bomb.
Yeah. I've had some bad experiences with porn. Like deplorable shit where you get done, you kind of get done and the oyster's just kind of laying there and you're just like, man, what am I doing?
Yeah. Cool.
I watched like a 7-year-old woman get her back blown out, dude.
Why?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I've never
hit that point in porn where I'm like,
it's like this is the bad thing. This is the bad thing about needing to jack off and using Pornhub as like a scroll, because this is the one rule with Pornhub is you never go to page 2.
Have you seen that like that meme where it's just a screenshot of like the Pornhub pages and it's like 423 or something?
Yeah. You're like, bro was down bad. That would be. Imagine scrolling through 400 pages of Pornhub. Yeah, that's so fucking good. God, to finish my thought is because when you're on page 1.
Yeah,
that's your options. You're not going to go to page 2. It's just that selection. Mm-hmm. And there has been some days where you click on some videos and it's just it's like jacking off is a lot like poison ivy. It's just like it's a very particular itch. So some days you get something and seeing a 7-year-old woman get her back blown out. That's just what you need. All right. That's how Pooh Bear gets the honey out of the jar, all right?
I disagree. I disagree.
Bother.
This Pooh Bear has never pulled out the jar of 70-year-old women getting their back blown
out. Dude,
you gotta
try it. Don't knock it till you try it, bro. I tell you what. I had a proposition for Noelle, and this would apparently be for Alina as well. And Noelle, I'll preface this that Noelle made it very clear that the answer was no. But I thought that it was a bit rash, and I think that it was he wanted to call you and ask you. So here I am playing it. I have
I was going to give you all a painting, a big painting, and the proposition was you had to hang it up for, I'd say it's 4 feet long. Okay. It's huge. It's a big painting. I have a beautiful German painter that paints something almost as stylistic of the Rembrandt era of classic Renaissance paintings. Very tasteful. Very elegant. And the whole thing is that it would be me frontally nude sitting down on a chair. All right, but it's beautifully done. I cannot stress how beautiful the painting is itself. It would be I told him it would be a conversation starter and ender. But the only requirement is that you have to put it in your living room for a year, hanging up proudly for a year. And he told me immediately, not even I don't even think a minute passed, and he said no. So I guess from the, do you agree with that judgment? And you don't have to not hurt my feelings. You can say no if you want to, but just know that this is a great piece of art.
I don't know. You're kind of selling me now.
I'm telling you. Think about. It's not even like a handsome man either. It's a voluptuous, round, curved body. I mean, it's like a unicorn. Nobody gets to see this kind of level of detail in a painting that you get to hang up in your house, and you guys get to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But the thing for me, the transaction is that I get to know that for a year.
Yeah.
Your lights will be off in your house, and I know that I'm just there.
Is it accurate to what you actually look like?
Yes,
yes. That might be a little disturbing.
No.
He said it's going to be accurate to source, so he's going to send...
It is a classic. Imagine those beautiful Renaissance paintings that you've seen hanging up in museums. It's going to be that level of quality. My skin will be supple and soft. I'll be radiant, glowing on the harshest, coldest black of shadows you've ever seen. It'll make you weep, and it'll make you rejoice.
I think the answer is yes. It's a year. A year will fly by.
Wow.
But do you think, let me ask, do you think in a universe where that after the year that you love it so much that you keep it up?
It's possible.
Yeah, I think it may be missed.
You kind of sold me, man.
See, these are the things.
I guess my question is, will it be worth it to look at it?
That's a question for my wife that I think that she would have to answer. Personally, me, yes. It depends. Do you like watching car wrecks? Do you like watching tragedies of sorts? What does the human eye really stick to? What is it? I think that yes. I would confidently say yes, is what I would say.
Wait, dude, I just had the funniest shit happen. So Alina was heading out to go to some appointment right now, and she's like, okay, I'm leaving. And I don't know why, I just thought to talk to her in like a voice. So from my office, I go, wait. And I thought I was just being funny. And I come out in the hallway, and her face is just sheer terror. She's like, I thought you were choking or some shit.
Well, yeah. What the fuck are you trying? What kind of voice even is that? It's like an old man.
Wait, yeah. I think I was thinking old man.
But she didn't. Just, you know what's interesting to know? She didn't run to your help, did she?
She left the house, and she goes. I go, love you. She's like, I love you more than you love me. I don't play stupid fucking pranks like you do. And she just walked.
If you're watching this, you have epilepsy. I hope that you have a fucking seizure. I'm gonna do that. Yeah, you like that?
I'm home from the excursion. I'm home from the tour. Thanks for bringing it up, man.
I'm excited.
Can I tell you just a brief story that I genuinely wished you were there to experience? I feel this would have, for lack of a better word, titillated you.
I would have been titillated.
Yeah, literally and mentally. So it's the last night that we're kind of all together on the tour.
Mm.
It's me, Alina, my videographer, Chris, his girlfriend, Alex, my producer, my tour manager, Tom. We're all just hanging. We're in Portugal.
Mm.
We're just sitting out by this statue, just, you know, sharing a little joint, looking out onto the dark sea.
Okay.
And as the night is winding down, two things happen. One, this guy who is wasted, out of his mind, tatted up, walks up to us, and he goes, I'm very drunk. I don't know you, but I just have to say something, and then I'm going to go away. Can I do that? And we're like, yeah, sure. So then he starts going on to this rant about how people take themselves too seriously and how he works in a customer service job and people need to take themselves less seriously because it's making the world a worse place. And true. To be honest, the conviction this guy had, for a moment, he drew us all in to this kind of actual genuine moment where we're kind of hearing him out like, yeah, you know what, man? That is kind of true.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he goes, thank you for listening. I will fuck off now because I'm annoying. And at the end of this night, still no pussy. And then we go, wait, what? And then he takes a few steps and he turns to us and he goes, the story of my life. And then he walks away. He was like a hot, depressing Borat. And then not even fucking 5 minutes after that, we look across the road and a fucking lady in a bra, a thong, and sneakers, not even minutes after this man goes on this whole thing about, like, I get no pussy. It was like this kind of like weak, ironic thing where just immediately after that, a naked woman walks out into the street and she just starts approaching random dudes in front of us. And she's kind of like pulling up the side of her thong and then dropping it down as if to, you know, I'm going to get fully naked now.
Yeah.
And oh man, the amount of just random dudes in the street just rolling up to her, just hey, how you doing? And in that moment, I was just really wishing you were sitting next to me just so I could hear your voice go, what the fuck?
I put too much humanity into anything, though. I think it's probably a little bit of autism. I think it's probably a little bit of whatever, but like the other, like I can't, like, I'll like look at a pencil and try to throw away a pencil. And I'll think about, like, well, is this pencil going to just be alone in this bag kind of thing? It's like a very unhealthy fucking...
You're lying. Are you kidding me?
No, like just like weird thing. Not like it inhibits me. Like, I mean, I'll do it, but I just... Those thoughts happen.
Yeah.
Where I'll sit there and I'll like, let's say there's a six pack of like Coke in the fridge.
Okay.
And they're positioned two in a row, two, three rows, right? So one, two, one, two, one, two. I grab the front one and let's say, you know, I'm like grabbing it and I'm like, well, I think to myself... Well, wouldn't the guy in the back want to get grabbed first? So I will go out of my way and I'll grab the one in the back because I'm like, oh, you get to get picked first. And I like it's like weird shit like that. I've done that ever since I was a kid. And it has to be. That has to be some kind of autism. I don't know what kind of autism it is, but there's some kind of spectrum involved with that. I don't know how.
Yeah, this scene.
This is how I feel suppressed on this podcast. If you had any visual to give of how I feel in this podcast, that's me. That's literally me in this podcast. That's me having to listen to Noel do a Japanese accent for 4.5 hours. That's Alina getting ready to cut me open and like set me free. Run.
Anyways,
and no, I had to deal with, I had to get six vaccine shots over the course of 2 weeks. I had to go in every other day and get shots because I got bit by a fucking raccoon. It was unbelievable. I was pissed.
Dude, when, how, where?
I was filling up I had to fill up my wife's truck with gas and I was just kind of sitting there minding my own business. I was listening to a lot of Seether. You like Seether?
No, but you've name dropped Seether a handful.
I have been listening to a lot of... It falls in the category of divorced dad rock. Okay. I really like it. They have that song that's like... they do the cover of...
Careless Whisper.
Careless Whisper. They do that. They do... It. You know, they do like Remedy. All kinds of stuff. They have a lot of good songs. It doesn't matter. That's not the point. But I was listening to my truck and I was kind of sitting there. And as I was filling up the gas tank, I just was minding my business. I wear a lot of shorts because I'm an obese man. I don't like wearing pants. Because if you're obese, here's the thing, if you're obese, you cannot wear a pair of long pants. You look like a fucking clown because your hips are so fat and fucking stupid that you look like a big clown. So I wear basketball shorts a lot of time because it disguises how girthy and disgusting the proportions of my body is. And as I was sitting there,
you're big and beautiful. You're big and beautiful. Just hold on right there.
I was sitting there filling up my wife's truck and from underneath the truck, a raccoon comes out and it bites my calf. And I was like, what in the fuck? I thought it was a mosquito bite at first. I looked down, this fucking raccoon was latched onto my leg.
No fucking
way. And I sat there and I was like, ah, no, oh God, like that. And people were like, kick it off. This like guy in a Toyota fucking like, or he was in a Mercury or something like that. He was like, kick it off. So I start kicking and I start flailing this fucking thing off me like that. Flails off, takes him out. I'm fucking bleeding a little bit. That little motherfucker scurries up onto the highway and crosses off. I never see him again. And I was like, holy shit. And the guy comes over and he's like, you got to get your rabies shot. You need to go get rabies. You might have rabies. I didn't pay much attention to it because, I mean, it was like 9:30 at night. And I was like, well, fuck, what am I going to do? Go to the hospital? I got to go to bed. I'm tired. I wake up in the morning and there's a layer of film. I took a picture of it. I'll send it to you. There's a layer of yellow film over the scar of it. It has not scabbed. And I was like, fuck, I should probably go to the hospital.
Oh, my
God. What I told you that last night. So there's this disgusting layer of yellow film over the bite mark this raccoon gave me.
Oh, my God, I go to the hospital. Bro.
She's like, when'd you get bit? I'm like, well, that's proper English. Good to know them in fucking good hands over here at the hospital. When'd you get bit? I said, fuck, probably 13 hours ago. I don't know, probably last night. She's like, all right, we'll see you. Doctor comes in a couple hours later. He's like, you're going to have to come in over the course of 2 weeks and get like 6 shots. You're going to come in basically every other day and get a shot. I said, okay, well, that's going to be difficult. I said, one, I don't have a truck. And I said, I don't have a car. It's my wife's truck I came here in. And I said, what if I just do a one and done? He's like, you could go into a seizure. You could go blind. And I was like, well, that's a tall order, doc.
Dude, knowing your ass, you would have been like, you want to roll the dice?
Well, I said, well, what's the likelihood? He's like, well, why do we even discuss that? And he's like, well, I'm like, and I sat there, I'm like, well, how do I even know? I mean, the girl out there said, did you get bit? I'm like, there's not proper English. I'm like, what kind of fucking doctor are we talking about? Is this Missouri doctors? Where are you from? I didn't say that, but I thought in my mind, I'm like, you're not like a nice doctor. You're a doctor that graduated from DeVry, from Phoenix Online. This is a Phoenix Online doctor that I'm dealing with. So really, how much danger am I? Because I feel fine.
Yeah.
So I get my rabies shot and I go home and I have the worst nightmares of my life. I mean, I feel like I'm like a fucking like, I had the worst atrocity of my life. I dreamt I was a Chinese woman. I was screaming. I was dead sprinting through the fucking tall grass trying to find my child. I was freaking out. I was having all these war memories and I was speaking different languages. I had no idea what I was saying, but I was saying it in my dreams. Right. I'd say it now, but it'd probably be horribly racist, so I'm not going to say it. But it was in my dreams and I was screaming.
Here you go again, trying to do Asian accents.
Well, that's besides the point, but I was screaming out to my child, and his name was David.
Okay, this is all one big elaborate story because you were perfecting your Chinese accent in your dream.
This is actually a huge bit for me to talk about my Chinese accent.
Right.
But I sat there in my dream, and I was yelling out for David, and I was saying all these words, blah, 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 David! Blah, 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 David! I was screaming, right? And this fucking GI comes out of nowhere, and that's right, I say GI, because I was tortured in this situation.
Hmm.
He comes and says, shut up! I was a woman. Boom! Hits me over the course of the face. I fall down my back. I'm like, ah! It's a huge... My teeth are all busted up. I'm bleeding out my mouth. I'm like, ah! Ah! Blood in my mouth, right? Ah! David! And they're dragging me through the fucking mud and shit by my legs. I'm like, no, no, no. And I'm freaking out and I'm getting drugged through and they put me in this big cage. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, what? I'm saying these things and I know in my mind in English it's saying, where's my son? But that's not what's coming out. It's Chinese, fluent Chinese. David! And I'm freaking out and they're batting the cage and they're hitting it with the butt of their guns and they're freaking the fuck out. They're freaking me out. They're like, shut up! You're never going to get out of here. You're never going to get out of here. And I wake up and I'm like, oh, this rabies medicine's fucking me up. I said, Allison, I lost my son, David. She doesn't know what the fuck I'm talking about. She's like, what are you even on? I was like, "What?" I said, I don't want to go back in. And she makes me keep going back in. Every time I had a shot, I had this horrible dream each time that I was this Chinese woman who lost her son in this World War II atrocity. This horrible event in mankind. And this happened 6 times, Noel.
All right, I don't feel good about this. I feel terrible. And each time I went to bed, I had this horrible feeling in my gut. I'm like, I'm going to, you know what's the fucked up thing is that I had this feeling that I'm like, I left my child. Like, I feel like I've lost a child in the process of this. And now it's like, I can't even remember what he looked like because your dreams, they fade.
Yep.
And now I feel like I feel like I've gone mentally fucking insane through my dreams. It's like the best sleep I've ever had, but the worst experience through it.
It's
a fucking sensory deprivation, man.
What other nightmares did you have?
Nothing. I dreamt that I was a Chinese woman in like 1943. It was fucked. And I sat there and I was constantly running through tall grass. I was getting put in bamboo cages and shit. It was fucked up. I don't know why I dreamt that. I don't know what kind of core memory was like, oh, by the way, you're on rabies medicine. How about we haunt you? How about a literal fucking ghost haunts you in your dreams right now?
Cynthia?
It's Caitlin.
Sorry. Caitlin.
How do you know me? Who are you?
Oh, no, it's me.
Don't touch me.
Oh, I wasn't touching. I was just in your... That's me, okay, Mike. Well, it's Mike from high school. From St. Bernadette. You remember?
I never went there.
No, you did.
I did.
Listen. Look, enough with the small talk. Caitlin. What it is, ho?
That's good. I like... You know what you got there that I would have buckled under the pressure? Is you're good at deflecting. You just deflected everything. Nah. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. We playing games. That's all right.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Pass go. Hey, I see you at work sometimes.
And Cynthia and Caitlin goes, oh, yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it? We did kind of leave things off in a gray space, didn't we? Now it's a little bit odd.
Yeah. It's funny you say that. Your desk, if I lean my chair back, I can see you perfectly through the deal. So sometimes I lean back and I watch you for like hours at a time.
You don't. You're flirting. Stop.
I really do. And I've sketched you. If you went over to my cubicle, you'd see all my drawings.
Oh my God, you're still drawing. You were always such an artist. I always believed in you.
God damn it! Morocco Boco.
Yeah.
Morocco Boco is known for their atmosphere, their divine food, and crazy cocktails. Let's go look. And it's nothing but like B-roll, like really shaky cam B-roll. It's also like there's two lights on in the restaurant, so it's so dark. Dude. And its flashlight is like on, like, so you can tell like a guy is like
on the fucking food.
Yeah, he's like in this dark fucking restaurant just like recording shit exactly. And he's not saying a word and he's just eating by himself.
Oh, this is awesome.
And the guy's like, are you here with anybody? He's like, no, it's just me.
I fucking love how they always comment on the atmosphere. It's like
always
one of their top five words.
Yeah. They never say vibe. They're always just like insanely chill atmosphere.
Yeah.
And great music. Great live music. Yeah. Perfect for date night atmosphere. But I also like whenever they have a negative review. Usually almost every time when at least the Vegas people, they're almost always happy with everything.
Yeah.
There's only been a couple times where the guy's like, he's like, well, I just got back from Michu Picchu. And needless to say, I'm a tad underwhelmed. The salmon was a little rubbery. The rice, not nearly buttery enough. But the cocktails were still on point. I don't think I'll be returning anytime soon, but I hope them the best. But I wish them the best. It's like always like something where it's like letting them down gently. It's so nice. I don't take a lot of vacations. And it's not even necessarily because I'm like, God, I'm just such a workhorse. It's hard for me to take vacations. It's mostly, I just don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to have to spend time to go anywhere. Like, if I have any time off, I'd rather just, like, hang out at home, do something around the house, make something at home, that kind of thing.
Yeah. No,
But because of these, I swear to God, because of these Vegas YouTube channels, I've been to Vegas probably 3 times in the last 2 years. And I'm going in September even. I wish I could swindle people in the pyramid scheme. I wish I could be good at that.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever sell anything. I don't think I can sell anything.
This is kind of like, you know, man, I think you got to be positive to yourself, dude. You know, this is kind of like when you said, you know, you couldn't just give us a clean what it is, ho.
That's true. I don't think I did.
No. Dude, how do you honestly think you would
try to sell. If you were tasked, like
that's
gun
the thing.
To your
I
head.
Feel like I would be like, yeah, they're bars that are meant to lose. You're supposed to lose weight with them. I haven't seen it work yet, but I think they're probably good. But I wish. But some of those people that swindle that, I tried. This guy that was running a pyramid scheme. He stopped me on the street the other day, and it was like people who are out there and they're kind of trying to get like. One of those things where they're like, it's like they're kind of dressed up like people that are like looking for signatures. And you're like, I'll sign something, sure. He sits there and he gives this whole thing and he's like, talk with me. He's a young guy.
Yeah.
He's probably 22. Yeah. And he's like, hey, so how you doing today? He's like, so when's your birthday? He's like, everything he does, there's always a joke after it.
Yeah.
So how old are you? What did you just turn 21? Yeah. That kind of thing. And you're like, God, it's this kind of thing. And it's joke after joke after joke. And then finally he hands me an iPad and I thought I was just going to have to sign something. And he's like, so we do this thing where it's $34 a month. And I'm like, no, there's no way. And he's like, well, and I don't think anyone's ever just like flat been like, no. Because by that time, I think that as people are so pressured, they're like, okay, well, I guess I'm just going to commit.
Yeah.
And by that time he was like, well, what's the problem? I'm like, dude, I'm not going to give you $34 a month.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, this is, don't you want to get guns off the street? I'm like, you can get guns off the street without my $34 dude. It was like, it was just like those awkward interactions. But that's the part where I was like, if that happened to me, I'd be like, no problem, man. Take your, like, I would never fight for it. I'd always just be like, yeah, I get it. No problem.
I see. Yeah.
Like someone have to almost like beg to do it. No, please let me do it. And I'd be like, okay, well, I mean, sure. If you want, like, it would be that thing. I would
Damn,
not.
That's actually so funny picturing you at like at a roundup for some MLM guys, and they're all talking about their leads, and you know they're just kind of going off on all this excitement about their downline, and then they get to you, and they're like, "So, Hunter, did you contact anyone this week?" You're like, "Yep." They're like, "How'd it happen?" They just didn't want it. So,
yeah, everybody had a lot of actually. They asked me some questions, and I had a couple questions about the product in general too, because they kind of threw me for a loop. That's what I'd be. I'd be like, actually, I got some questions about this establishment kind of thing. That'd be. They're like, what? Just sell the product. I'm like, I wish I could. I feel like I'm getting swindled here.
Yeah, nah.
Is this a pyramid scheme?
Yeah. Some of the folks I spoke to this weekend said this might be bullshit, and I did my best to not be offended.
A couple of strangers that had a lot of good things to say said I might be in a cult, and I just wanted to see. I just wanted to throw that on the floor and see if you guys had any objections to that.
Now, if I could just ask a question before you give me the sleepy time drink, I just have a few thoughts, and then.
Well, I wonder why selling knives was so popular. That's like the most parody thing. You know what I mean? It's people that go door to door selling knives.
Yeah.
How do they approach that? I want to sell you knives. Like if somebody showed up to your doorstep now with a bundle of knives, I feel like people would call the cops.
Yeah. Yeah. I think cutlery.
Especially ring doorbell.
Are we like talking about this seriously or do we not give a shit? Because I'm genuinely thinking this through.
No, I'm legitimately curious. I want to know because they probably had it rolled up and tucked around their arm. And was it back in the day people are like looking through their peephole because they didn't have ring doorbell cameras or they're just like, oh, fuck, it's another knife salesman.
No, nah, man, they got it.
And also, they're like, oh, thank God, it's a knife salesman.
Yeah, they got their back to the, to the peephole and they're just looking at, hey.
Yeah, it's like so clearly trying to hide something. Hey, my daughter was hit by a car. We need help. They answer the door. They're like, I'm just kidding. I have a 14-piece steak knife set.
Dude, did you know anyone that got roped into that in high school? Because I interviewed for one where it was they were reselling tickets to the Angels Stadium. Like, they were baseball tickets. It was
weird. They're trying to like make scalping look professional.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And but they tried to frame it like, oh, we have a partnership with the Angel Stadium.
Yeah, they're like, I mean, we bought these seats verbatim through them for $16, but we're selling them for $50. And it's like that's illegal. That's a scalping. It's like, no. The Angels know we're doing it. It's like, well, why wouldn't the Angels just sell it? All right. Well, are you trying to be a team player or not?
And I couldn't, man, and I couldn't, like, just to that point, I couldn't believe how they strung me along. I, like, went for the interview, and then I was smelling bullshit. But they had a good operation, man. They rented out a space in a legit building in Anaheim, like, near the stadium. They had offices. Nice. It felt kind of real. And then they they like go through the interview process and you can already tell like you're acing it. And like you should never feel like you're acing it that quickly.
Oh my God, I'm killing this right now. Holy shit.
Yeah. So then they invite you back for the second interview. And I looked up what the second interview was like. And people online were saying they put you in a fucking van. They make you get up in a suit. It's a requirement. You had to show up in a suit for the second interview. Then they throw you and like seven other people in a van. And they fucking make you hit the street. And you're just peddling Angels tickets in a suit.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to say some Scientology shit where like they start checking your thetan levels and stuff like that or some bullshit.
No, I wish
you got an e-meter.
Cool, dude.
Holy fuck. So you didn't do the second interview?
No, because I looked that up and...
You're like, fuck that, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, part of me wishes I went through with it because that would have been an insane story to tell. Like, not really, actually. There's nothing really special about that.
I just want to be the top guy that just says it works. It just works. Yeah, yeah. I want to be that guy and have people be like, okay. And they just believe it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing I actually want. I just want to be a monster that's just like, it just works. It simply works. Don't know what I'm supposed to tell you. It works. It just does.
There's some people that are put on this earth to just be that. So you hate In-N-Out.
I don't hate. It's not like I hate In-N-Out. It's just, I just don't favor it like everybody.
Oh.
Hi, Hunter.
Hi.
Hey, are you Hunter's friend?
I am. Hi. Hi. Noelle, so nice to meet you.
We weren't supposed to put her in here.
I just wanted to talk to you really quick.
Yep.
You got into the Tito's and the Jack Daniels again, and I had asked because Dale, you know those are Dale's favorite, and those are really—they're not. We have more expensive liquor than that, but that's a lot of money you're looking at right there. Because I know you're going to drink the whole bottle.
It's $40. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, do you want me to Venmo you?
Well, how do you think we got wealthy if we didn't track expenses like that?
You donate.
And if you're just going to come in here and share that with your friend here, who I've never met, and you keep bringing these people,
you throw your wealth
in
my face. I'm
letting you live in the basement.
I don't live in the basement. I stay there sometimes because you live on a lake.
Here in the basement.
I don't live in the basement, dude. You know where I live.
Does this look like something other than a basement to y'all?
Okay.
Just because he put up gold behind us.
Gold curtains.
Those are from 1970, and I tried to throw them out. I tried to get rid of him.
Hey, come on.
He is, it's sort of a borderline hoarder situation.
Yeah, it's not a hoarder situation, dude. Because I'm a collector.
His parents don't let him live with them anymore.
That's true.
And we have been generous.
We don't
need
to.
He takes the liquor. And look, he puts googly eyes on the Jack Daniels. Show them. The Jack Daniels has googly eyes on it. Is that funny to y'all?
I thought it was funny. Dale laughs at it all the time.
I think it's sad. I have
Okay, so next time that Dale belly laughs at what I'm doing, I guess I'm just going to say, don't laugh at that because it's not funny, Dale.
Well, he's usually high on marijuana when he's doing that.
He is pretty stoned a lot of the time.
He really has a problem with it.
Yeah.
They should not have legalized it in some of the other states because he goes over there and he gets them and he brings it back here.
Well, thank you so much for letting us record in the basement of the lake house, Suzanne.
Damn, I really felt like you were in trouble.
I've had so many experiences like that in my own life with that kind of register of speaking to. I'm like, oh my God, I can't do it.
People are always like, what does this look like without the filter? I'm like, you don't want to see that.
Yeah. We just put text like, just pretend.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody tell him the filter problem.
Use your imagination.
Oh, wait, you know what? I wrote down a bunch of shit.
Let's see it.
Stuff I wanted to talk to you guys about.
Yes, let's go.
Just subjects. Okay.
Just like my song.
Wait. I was going to say this thing. I was thinking this morning. Oh, wait. Oh, you know what I was thinking? When you post a thirst trap, who is thirsty? Is it the people are like, thirst trap? It's like, well, Is it the people looking at it that are feeling thirsty? Or are you thirsty for posting?
I think you're thirsty for attention.
For wanting the attention. For attention. Oh.
But then I think people can.
They're thirsty.
They can become
for
thirsty
you.
For you. Yeah.
Then that's the dream.
Yeah. You ever had that, Hunter? You post something and everyone's like, oh my God.
I get a couple trickles of messages of people saying how they think I'm beautiful.
Hell yeah.
But not a lot. I don't post a lot of pictures of myself usually.
Dude, that's when true. I post pictures of myself now, because my social media feeds have become so character, they're all these characters. And then I'll post a picture of myself and people are like, I don't like this character. Or they're like, get this off of here. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, get off my fucking page. They're like, least favorite character. I'm like, you're my least favorite follower. Yeah.
just had a good workout. Yeah, this one sucks, man.
Yeah, or they're like, I'm not here for this.
I wonder
I'm
if like, they're just like reading their...
This is my Instagram.
I wonder if they're reading your caption, though, in the character's voices that you do. Like, oh, I just got a good workout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like, it doesn't work.
I don't get it. Yeah.
Oh, wait, bro, what's the character you do? The bald clueless boyfriend?
Timothy,
dude.
The lore runs very deep.
Dude, yeah. Timothy is like, that's one of my favorites, man. I just love the idea of some dude just so fucking not able to tell. He's in a bad situation.
I know. And it just keeps getting worse. Yeah. He's like, Dan transferred a lot of money into my bank account. And it seems legit.
I know
it's all about moving to LA, like meeting the wrong person. He's like, city of dreams.
It's always so funny too, because you always have him address as if like people are like, you need help, kind of thing. I hear your comments, and
he's like, you guys are just really thinking Dan is like such a bad guy, and like he's honestly never been anything but nice to me except when he shouts at me, which is like, because
I'm gonna die. You're gonna die.
This big bald fucking guy. Yeah, it's so good.
I love it.
Yeah, that's funny.
Just a straight moron.
Yeah.
I was like trying to explain to one of my friends, and like he wasn't laughing. He didn't get it. I'm like, dude.
No, a lot of people don't get.
He's like this dumbass, and my buddy's like, and yeah, I'm like, no, yeah. trust.
Yeah.
My dad, when I was younger, I remember him talking kind of like I'm talking now. But now my dad's like, well, hell, I don't know. Like it's just kind of, you know, he has that kind of draw. Like you won't believe what happened now. All that kind of stuff. So yeah. I don't know.
It is funny. Some rural places have like Southern accents. Even when
I think they just kind of pick and choose their battles as they go.
Yeah. They're like, you know what? Why don't I have a Southern accent?
Why the hell don't I just talk like it?
I'm rural.
I'm doing it now.
Yeah.
I'm rural.
I'm rural.
Rural.
That's so funny. That guy being like, shut up.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just a number seven guy.
Well, it's like
I
so guess fucking I'm annoying.
Why don't you shut up?
She has this long. She's crazy, dude. She says out there. She was.
Out of the
pod? I don't fucking know. I don't know. If you're watching this, I'm sorry, but
I'm just
this is just
we love you. All these like crazy family, like, caricatures.
Yeah.
Well, she has this long, extremely long hair, white hair.
Mm.
She does like a fucking Navajo braid all the way down.
Got it.
And she was like this rock. She was like showing us the like the land they live on. There's a creek back there. She's like, this rock right here is where I lay to moonbathe. I'm like.
What?
And she like strips naked at night. This bulbous woman.
No way.
Strips naked and she like puts her ass up in the air because she's just like, you can get so much energy in through. And she's talking
your
about
perineum.
Like,
oh.
Yeah. People sun yeah. that.
They
too.
Do that, but
your
she,
taint.
Yeah, but she was like, if you do that to your ass with the moon, it's supposed to be really good for whatever fucking
butthole sunning.
I don't know, whatever.
The moon's like, get fucked.
Yeah.
Yo, that she's thing like, reeks.
She just gets, she bends over, pulls open her ass,
reeks.
And the moon's like,
oh, God.
There's got to be some kind of clarity, though, once you're like sitting there for a while and you like stand up and you're just like, what was I doing?
Yeah, you're like,
what the fuck?
Am I okay?
Yeah.
What's really going on with me?
That is usually something, you get dressed and you like, go back in the house, you're like watching, like, you're like, what was I doing up
here? Yeah.
And then you see those, yeah.
Noah's been hyping up this fucking story, so I hope it's good.
It's pretty damn good.
I don't know if it's as good as you think, but
I think
maybe it
what
is.
What kind of show are we running here, man? We got to have gold.
It is.
Or you have to have the confidence to
I give think
us
you'll
gold.
Think it's interesting because I thought of an interesting like analogy.
Okay.
So basically, the story goes my friend, every year on his birthday, we're all DJs, right? So me and my boys,
yeah,
we're all DJs.
He's a sick DJ.
I'm a sick DJ.
From LA.
Yeah. From LA.
Yeah.
From LA.
You get pussy, you sling coke,
yeah.
And you drop beats.
Yeah. Wait, literally. From where again? From where?
LA.
Yeah.
LA.
LA.
So from LA. Yeah. So my friend calls me. He's like, yo, I'm doing a birthday thing. Every year on his birthday, he does this like show in Hollywood. You know Hollywood.
I've seen the sign.
So, it's there. It's in Hollywood. He
and just reiterate. This is like a sick ass show that his friend puts on every year for his birthday with like all his sick ass DJ.
Yeah, we're DJs.
It's in LA.
It's in Hollywood.
Okay. In-law.
Yeah, it's right. In law in Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's a dubstep show. I don't know if you know
is
anything
dubstep
about dubstep.
Still, is dubstep still around?
It is still around. Be careful, dude.
Hey!
Be careful.
I didn't know. I had no idea.
So.
He has no idea.
I literally have no idea.
Guys, I didn't say that. Yeah. I don't know which of these 20 cameras.
Oh, okay.
Yo, I'm glad we have 20 cameras set up.
We are at Richard Nixon's hearing right now with the amount of fucking cameras we have. You're at a party.
I'm at a party.
Whoa. This is a show, dude.
This is a dubstep show.
But you said it's your friend's birthday.
So that's what my friend just called me. He's like, hey, I'm doing this thing. Do you want to play it? I'm like, yeah, cool.
Okay.
I don't really know. He does it every year. I did it last year too. DJ'd party in Hollywood last year, my friend's birthday. He's a DJ.
Yep.
So it's a dubstep show in LA, in Hollywood.
I have fully captured that picture.
Okay. I just want to make sure that's clear.
Just want to make sure you know.
It is crystal clear.
So anyway, I don't really want to play dubstep.
Yeah.
But it's a dubstep show. So he calls me to DJ it. And I'm like, cool, yeah, I'll do it. I'm like, okay, I'm only playing like top 40, 2012 top 40 music.
Sure.
Awesome. Pitbull, Kesha.
I wouldn't pay you then.
No.
I want a dubstep thing. You kind of not play
but
any
nobody
Skrill,
told me,
dog?
Nobody told me that.
That was the first thing you said at the dubstep. Or you said you just want DJ it.
Well, he just said it's my birthday event. I did the same thing last year. I played 30 minutes of like top 40 stuff, then 30 minutes of dubstep. Everyone loved it. So I was like, cool, I'm going to do the same thing again this year, but I don't want to play dubstep. I'm just going to play like fun music. And so I did.
Okay. Dude, you're in trouble.
Dude, dubstep is not fun.
Yeah, no, okay,
anybody who like it, they would admit this.
So you go to the field, so you're playing it, people are
I'm
playing
the thing. A lot of people love it.
Okay.
Some people don't love it.
Okay.
And they're really pissed. And they're holding up like, you know, they like they type little things on their phone and like sellout. Like
someone held up sellout.
And there's somebody posted a video like from behind the DJ booth of and it's me. I'm playing
Hot in Here.
I'm playing Hot in Here and somebody's holding a sign that says sellout. And it's just really funny because it's like what? Like I'm just having fun.
And can we just be really clear right now? So Spock did not know this was a dubstep show. It was just just his homie hitting him up being like, "You want to come play?" He's like, "I did the same thing last year. I'm going to just play the fun stuff." And his boy's like, "Yeah, cool." So he goes and does it. But what I wanted to talk about today were the fucking comments.
Yeah, they're
bro,
I'll have to show you some.
Bro, we're going to read some right now. When we say people were pissed, that's an understatement.
Was the set like posted somewhere or something like that? Or
no,
what?
No, like, it's just the people there were like so mad that they came and commented on like
on your stuff
on my on not really on my stuff but on like the like event
the
thing.
Event page.
Like yeah. Like on like the Instagram they posted like
dude
you know whatever.
Can we say the names of the people posting too?
They're just like Instagram handles.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
Is it?
Well, I think so. Shrekboy22 says, "Dude, the fucking music sucked."
I got to read one of these. So this is like a top comment on one of the posts. I just want to say a big three middle finger emojis. Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
To at Spock Music for completely ruining the mood and playing bullshit top 100 oldies that he didn't even try to remix for most of his set. Mm. Also, three middle fingers. To the promoter for allowing him to do this at your, quote, big bass tings with a Z event. What an epic fail.
What's a big bass tings?
That's name of the show, big bass tings. Okay. And he says, what an epic fail, and he punchlines it with the fucking hand over face emoji. A yellow one, so you know he's racist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Epic fail.
What was his handle?
Shrek Cookie Monster 22.
Wait, do the
there's Skrill Dog 75.
Here's another great one. So there I was feeling sorry for the DJ because I thought he lost his USB and had to play off the club's USB with 2000 10's top 40 songs
only to find out he was doing that shit on purpose at a bass show. Blacklist his ass, bruh. Blacklist.
The funny thing, there was one. Oh, yeah, wait. Spock trolled all of us. That smug look on his face, don't lie. I felt like I was in a hell loop of a middle school dance party.
What were you playing?
Worst show I've ever been to.
What could you have possibly been
I was playing?
Playing?
I was playing like 2000, like literally like Pitbull.
Like,
I would have been pissed too.
No, you wouldn't. You would have loved it.
Get the fucking Pitbull off!
You would have loved it. Lady Gaga.
Mr. International.
Pitbull.
All right, I mean, it would
Owl City, Fireflies.
Well, also, it's like, that's a nice break in between.
It's
set.
Fun. That's
so,
what I
did
thought.
Did someone play after you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice
it was
break.
Fine.
Why not?
That's what I thought.
Dude, you know what I said? I think they're all, I got triggered because, like, they were, like, there to listen to dubstep to, like, be in hardcore mode and, like, hide from society. And Spock played a bunch of music that reminded them of standing on the wall at, like, a high school dance. And they all just got fucking pissed. Yeah. Like, they're like, yo, stop.
Turn that shit off.
Yeah.
Turn that fucking shit off, man. For real.
It's just a weird thing because it's so, like, it's so intentionally, like that's why I compare it to death metal, because it's like all the branding is the same. It's the same, like, unreadable fonts mm-hmm. with, like, scary imagery and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's cool, but, like, you realize that's just a brand. Like,
well,
none of these people
it's
like
it's all
this.
These people who are like, it's the same shit with like some hardcore stuff.
Yeah.
Hardcore's really funny to me too, because it's like the underground thing where it's
right.
like, people just don't fucking get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of thing. Like, and like, you don't get, like especially straight edge guys.
Oh, yeah.
Straight edge hardcore is like one of the fucking lamest things. Because yeah. all the music is like, dun dun. And this guy's like, I want my tears from my eyes.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you said I wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, pleased to meet you, motherfucker! So that's kind of
yeah,
me,
it's like,
you know what I mean?
It's like that, basically.
Where you're like, how
yeah.
fucking corny is this, dude? Some, like, super ripped, like, guy on stage. Yeah.
It's pretty much like that. And that's what's so funny to me is it's like, no, I was just trying to have fun. Like, I wasn't, this wasn't about, like, trolling you.
Boo!
Yeah.
I'm just,
I came here to rage.
We've had 5 hours of this. Like,
yeah.
I just wanted to have fun.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, to see the response was just like, oh.
So triggered.
I wasn't I was just having fun. Like, yeah, I don't know what you want from me.
Yeah.
Bro, yeah. I'm just dying laughing at after 3 hours of.
Yeah.
You just like
want to hear some fucking
yeah, you
like,
just, nightmare. Just yeah, you just yeah. play just like something a little soft, and then it's like some fucking 27-year-old dude with like eyeliner and shit and like
yeah.
fishnet clothing. Like, yo, what the fuck,
yeah.
bro?
I came here to rage. Like, what
I
is
came
this?
To rage? What the fuck?
What it is?
Yeah,
it's so not fun. Like yeah. the whole scene is like very not fun.
Yeah,
that's the majority of metal shows too.
That's what I mean.
White trash dudes who are like big who want to like just like fucking like punch
yeah.
somebody in a circle, whatever.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, man, I don't know. I just thought it was super funny how angry yeah. these people got at you.
Really
I had
mad.
No idea. I had no idea that dubstep was such a cool new thing.
Yeah, it's like very serious. Crazy. I just have to
we also have just a fucking Saudi prince here with his white pants you made
yeah.
into fucking cameras here. Is what
yeah,
it feels
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
Hey, you get that out of there.
It's crazy.
When Ryan goes shopping for pants, he's like, which one will show my helmet the most?
Welcome to Kohl's.
Yeah.
I have all this Kohl's cash. Can I buy some pants? Jesus.
Hi, I would like a pair of pants that shows my penis. Uncomfortably.
I'm kind of hard.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
And then, do you have any light-up shoes?
Yo, bring
hi.
Those back.
Yeah, hi. I'm 35, and I would like a pair of shoes that are pink, green, purple, red, yellow, blue,
like
and orange.
You know what, Ryan? Honestly, I think it's gone too far.
I didn't see his shoes before, so I thought you were just being mean, but you weren't.
I think they've gone too far. They've gone too far.
I'm
these
about
two,
to go into
these
podcast two, mode. Watch out.
Podcast mode.
It's like yeah. dubstep is not. This chair is also broken. Ryan, no, I'm joking. Can we put your shoe
get
under
those
here?
Goofy ass
yeah,
shoes over here and
yeah,
fix
yeah. those fucking those fucking foam.
Those
foam posit.
These are
yeah.
good shoes.
Weird
dude,
color pastel mud boots you got on over here. And
hey, man, bowling's in later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice, dude.
Ryan's
anyway.
Gripping the fucking yeah. guitars again. That's funny.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
shaking.
That's a good one.
We actually yeah. brought you on here to see if you like want to appeal, like,
make an appeal to the dubstep community to remove your blacklist status.
Actually, I think that'd be actually, and especially in audio form, I think that'd be good if you just kind of made a public statement.
That's why I have all these cameras.
I feel like I'm doing it. Here, I need to hold the mic.
Go ahead and...
Dubstep community, I would just like to make a formal apology and appeal to re-enlist my dubstep card. I have been slinging wubs since 2012. This has been a part of my heart. My heart beats at 140 beats per minute.
This isn't funny, guys.
Don't laugh. I live, laugh, and breathe dubstep. Mm. I just want to make the sickest drops for you guys. I want to make the sickest mosh pits happen at the shows. I want to see all the headbangers. They call them headbangers, the fans.
Yeah, the filthiest animals on the floor.
I want to see the sickest, filthiest headbangers just out there breaking their necks on the rail.
For sure. Stop the scoffing.
Yeah, why is everyone laughing?
This is serious. So, Mr. Dubstep and all the fans, this is just my formal apology. And this will be written and posted on my website. And I would ask for just a moment of silence and solidarity with all of the headbangers that I disappointed the other night.
That was honestly very brave of you, Dave.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Hey, thank you guys, man. This was really like...
No further questions for our client.
I feel healed.
Yeah.